Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now, 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's what Paul had to say in the book of Philippians about his philosophy in life in chapter 3, starting in verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Yesterday, we read a passage out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, that says, forget not my benefits. And so this time of the year is a perfect time to reflect on the past and to thank God for all the blessings, to take a look back and to see his hand and how he's provided, how he's taken care, how he's been there, all of those wonderful blessings that we have in Christ Jesus. But here Paul seems to contradict that. He's saying, forget what was behind and strain toward what is ahead. Press on toward the goal. But he's not talking about forgetting the benefits. He's talking about forgetting those things that have kept us from really taking hold of the eternal life that is ours. All of those things that we felt so important, or that were so important to us in the past, you know, our status, what do people think of me, my heritage, my religious background, my upbringing, my skills, my talents. Paul said, you know, I count all that as loss for the sake of knowing Christ. There's nothing better in this world than knowing Jesus and knowing that he loves us, that he cares for us. You can't search the world and find anything that compares to that. And that's what Paul is saying here. Let's forget about all those old things that were a part of the old life that filled up that realm called sin and death. Let's forget about those things and let's press on to what God has really set us apart for. And that's this eternal life, this knowing of Christ Jesus. So yes, do we want to remember all of God's benefits? Absolutely. And our hearts need to overflow with thankfulness, just knowing what God has done for us each and every day, just looking over this past week, looking over this past month, looking over this past year, just seeing the hand of God is such an incredible blessing. But then we press on. We forget about all those things we thought were so important and take hold of this eternal life that is ours in Christ Jesus. And I think that's how we need to go in to this new year, pressing on toward that goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from you by phone right now if you'd like to join this part of the conversation, perhaps pose a new topic or pose a question. Give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, an email that came in overnight from Sharon in McKinney, Texas, and it's a very heart-wrenching situation that she has. I'll read what she says. Our family has a long-standing problem of disunity. My sister died at age 39, holding a grudge against her entire family. My older brother has been holding a grudge for 21 years. Just this year, my brother and I ended 9 years of silence. My older sister started a new grudge back in March. I'm exhausted from all the stress that this causes in our family. I make attempts to reach out to my siblings when they're upset, but it doesn't do much good. So when we do reconcile, things are not discussed, just forgotten. I know that God is not pleased with these things, and I would like counsel about how I could go about changing this family dynamic and bring true healing. We're all in our 50s and 60s. We do not have time to continue judging, rejecting, and giving the silent treatment. Please help us. That's from Sharon in North Texas.
Well, Sharon, thanks for writing to us, and thanks for putting that situation out there. I think that's probably common in many families across the country and around the world. We hold grudges over things that have happened to us in the past. And we don't want to let go of them because we don't know what's going to happen when we let go of those grudges. I mean, something has to be done. Somebody has to pay. Somebody has to be punished for my pain and all that I have suffered through the years. And since you're the one that caused it, you need to be the one that suffers like I've suffered. So that's what grudges are. And it's interesting in the definition of love. Paul writes, love keeps no records of wrongs. And what he's really talking about are these grudges that we hold. Somebody hurts us. Somebody causes us pain. Well, we're immediately hatching a plan on how we can get even. Mm-hmm. That's record keeping. So you've hurt me, and here's, you know, it was at a level 7. Now I'm going to hurt you at a level 8.
That's right.
So I'm ahead. I'm ahead on this ledger of trouble that's been caused between the two of us. But love doesn't keep records of wrongs. Love lets those things go. Love, as we read about there in Philippians 3, forgets about the past and presses on toward the high calling that we have in Christ Jesus. So I think, what the solution to this is what the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 12, verse 15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. What's the problem within in a family dynamic such as this? Well, it's a group of people that have missed the grace of God. So how do we bring about a solution? How do we bring about reconciliation? We have to start with the grace of God. And as people grab hold of what this grace is all about, then they can let go of that bitterness. They can let go of those grudges that, as the writer of Hebrews says, causes trouble and defiles many. That's exactly what she's experiencing within this family dynamic. So what is the solution? It is not missing the grace of God. It's embracing the grace of God that's been delivered to us in Christ Jesus. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We need forgiveness. And God in his grace sent Jesus to take away our sins so that forgiveness could be ours. Now, as we grow in that understanding of the forgiveness we have in Christ, then we can extend forgiveness one to another. That's what God has called us to forgive each other as God in Christ has forgiven us. So we have to start with the grace of God, and that grace of God can root out that bitterness, can cast it away in such a powerful way that all of those relationship dynamics can change very rapidly.
Sharon, hope you're listening. Hope this is a help to you. Friends, if you have something you'd like to pose for as a topic of discussion or a Bible question or a family issue, whatever the situation might be, can't get to the phone while we're on the air live, just drop us an email at bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address that question just as we did for Sharon. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net for your email questions. And right now, plenty of open lines if you'd like to give us a call at 844-322-2742. As I said, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Queens, New York, and talk with Angela, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Angela.
Yes. Is it possible to be saved without, because it's Jesus the Savior, without making Jesus the Lord of your life, being the Lord of every area? Is it possible to be saved? Just, okay, Jesus the Savior, but this is like half, and the other without making him Lord. Even if you say Lord, Lord, but he has to be the Lord.
Well, Angela, he is the Lord, and I think the Holy Spirit moves in our hearts to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Lots of people come to him as Savior. That's what I did at a young age. I knew I needed him to save me, and so I trusted him. And then over time, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that Jesus was much more than a Savior, that he truly is Lord of all, including Lord of me. And that's what really shapes true faith, genuine faith, is when we come to grips with the fact that Christ is Lord. And he knows best, he loves us most, and we can trust him with our very lives because he is Lord. So I know a lot of people respond to him based on what he accomplished for them at his cross, the fact that he died to forgive their sins. And so I think they're genuinely saved. But then over time, the Holy Spirit begins the process of teaching and showing those people that Jesus genuinely is Lord, and he is to be trusted with everything.
So that it starts the process of sanctification after this. And in this process, the way I understand, I surrender through trials more and more so he would become the Lord. I will give him this and the other, one by one. I have to, I cannot, because what is I'm seeing in church and everything, there is no even, they're not even thinking. There is no discernment. It's like, oh, praise the Lord, but that's not...
Well, Angela, I'll certainly agree that there is a casualness within America today about all things religious. We've lost our sense of sacred. We've lost our sense of holiness. We've lost our sense of awe and reverence as far as God is concerned. We call him the man upstairs. We call him friend. We call him, you know, our pal and that sort of thing. But Jesus truly is Lord. He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. That's who Jesus Christ is. And I think the Holy Spirit, if we are truly listening to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're going to come to that conclusion about Jesus as well. And we're going to be given that sense of sacredness and holiness and reverence and awe because of who he is. I mean, when we just come to understand that Jesus is the one who spoke and this world came into being. I mean, he is the creator. When we see that, you know, he gave up his life, but he took it up again, see the immense power that Jesus has, it begins to change us from the inside out. And the fact that we have the opportunity to know him as Lord, to know him as Savior, is just mind-boggling to me. So, Angela, I agree. I think we need to trust the Lord, trust God's Spirit to really bring us to that point where the confession on our lips, the fact that Jesus is Lord, is what we truly believe in our hearts. So, Angela, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Richard, did you have anything to add to that?
I love that we get the Spirit gives us this sense of awe and wonder. What I don't love is when I personally look at someone else and I think that you, Bob, don't have the right sense of awe and wonder. Now I've taken a step way beyond where I'm supposed to be. I stand or fall with Jesus myself, and so do you. And what he does is he brings us together rather than force us apart because we're judging one another. So we definitely need this sense of lordship in our lives, the reality of who Jesus is. But we've got to be very careful not to look around at other people and say, well, you don't measure up. Well, none of us measure up. Yeah. It's all by grace.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent point. Well, yes, Angela, indeed. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
We do indeed. Open lines and plenty of time on the clock at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Guys, just a couple of days remaining in the year, and we're continuing to see an outpouring of support from our listeners. We have a long way to go still.
We do have a long way to go and a short time to get there, but the end of the year, people are very generous. Received this comment from Samuel not too long ago, and his encouragement was this: please continue to share the basic gospel. The basic and simple gospel is the only thing that keeps me grounded in the hope freely delivered to me through the grace of God. I have not encountered many ministries that are willing to move away from the old in order to fully embrace the new. Please continue to do what you're doing, sharing the basic gospel. This good news of Jesus is needed out in the world today. This world is rapidly turning darker and darker and darker. We're seeing moral decay. We're seeing confusion. Only the light of the gospel can penetrate that darkness and bring hope to people, to connect them to the love of Christ, to give them solid footing to stand upon. So we need your help to proclaim this good news. And every prayer that you offer up for Basic Gospel, for those who listen to the program, every dollar that you send empowers the proclamation of Jesus Christ to a hurting and waiting world. Join us. We need your help now.
There's a donate link on every page at our website, basicgospel.net. And for those of you who don't have a copy of our Bible reading plan, Meet the Author, we have one free for any gift that you make between now and midnight day after tomorrow. Meet the Author. Click that link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Otherwise, you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours and make your gift that way. Again, 844-412-2742. Either way, a great way to support Basic Gospel.
Yes. And just one note about Meet the Author. It's a devotional. Mm-hmm. You're going to read a chapter a day or five chapters a week and out of the New Testament. And by the end of the year, you would have read the entire New Testament.
Yes.
But we entitled it Meet the Author because that's what you do when you read the Bible. You get to know Jesus Christ. It is God's testimony concerning Jesus. Mm-hmm. And as we go into the Word of God, you do so to get to know Him. Many people go into the Word to try to discover what they're supposed to be doing, you know, try to figure out a plan for their life, and they look at the principles, and they look at all of these things, and they try to concoct together a system to live by. Well, that's not what the Bible's about. It's God's testimony concerning Jesus. So go into the Word with the idea of getting to know Him. I guarantee you, your life will never, ever, ever be the same.
Meet the Author. That, of course, is Bob is saying, our Bible reading plan. We encourage you to do that, and with your gift of any amount, you'll get a free copy of it. We encourage you to do that. Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with Billy, our operator, during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Dwight, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Dwight.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi. I just wanted to know, is there any way a Christian can lose his salvation?
Well, can Christ die again?
No.
No? Well, our salvation is tied to His eternal life, His indestructible life, because He lives, we live. And so that's why we're secure in Christ, because He overcame death. And when we have faith in Him, we too overcome death. And the life that we now have is actually His life. He imparts His life to us, and He's not going to lose His. And since He's not going to lose His, we're not going to lose ours.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. You know, I was a backslider, and I just come back. It started going to church, and I still find myself going back to the old sins, you know, like I'm smoking cigarettes still, and, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm guaranteed to get in. I mean, the habit of cigarettes is very, very hard for me to give up.
Well, Dwight, I understand that. You know, our bodies get addicted to things, and it becomes a comfort for us, and it's hard to give up those comforts. I mean, it's like a security blanket in some ways. And what God does is replace those security blankets that we hold on to with Himself. And as you grow and understand the gift that you have in Christ, you can start seeing some of those other things kind of go by the wayside. You can actually lay them down, never to pick them up again. But that's part of the process. I'm sure, Dwight, you're thinking, how do I quit smoking? And smoking is just, you know, front and center on your mind. and, you know, what does God think about me because I smoke and all of those sort of things. And what God is saying to you, Dwight, get your mind on Christ. Let your focus be on Christ and his great love for you. It changes everything.
Okay, die to self.
Well, come alive to Christ. Let's put it that way. Come alive to Christ.
Deny myself and give more to Christ.
Well, Dwight, let me just go over a couple of things with you. Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. He shed his blood to take away your sins once and for all. So, Dwight, how many of your sins did he die for?
All of them.
Every one of them, right?
Yes.
Even sins you've yet to commit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he shed his blood for all of your sins once for all. Is how the scripture puts it. And when you received him, Dwight, as Luke wrote in Acts, when you receive Christ, you receive forgiveness of sins. So have you received Christ?
Yes.
Okay, in receiving Christ, what else have you received? Forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
You're a forgiven person in Christ. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is great news.
Yeah, and it's that foundation that God wants you to stand upon, that your sins have been forgiven. And now that gives you an opportunity to look at the things going on in your life without fear of condemnation, without fear of judgment, without fear of punishment. Why? Because they've already been judged, they've already been condemned, they've already been punished in Christ. So now you can allow the Holy Spirit to start working with you as far as your day-to-day living, your day-to-day trust in Jesus is concerned.
Wow.
And that's when the Christian life really gets exciting.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, you hang on, Dwight. We have a package of materials that I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you a book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I'm going to send you a CD called Drive the Stake, which really talks about eternal security. And then I'm going to send you a little booklet called Forgiveness, The Door to Life. So we're going to put that package together. We're going to put that into your hands. We want you to really dive into those resources. And I think when you do, you will see what this Christian life is all about. And you'll see how it's really supposed to work. And then once you dive in, will you call us back?
Yes, I will.
Okay, you hang on, Dwight. Happy New Year, my friend. God's got
thank
some great
you.
Things ahead of you, ahead just for you,
yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
You hang on.
We're going to send those materials to Dwight, our compliments. But friends, those of you who would like to get copies of those same items, Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, you can find that at simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Or you can go to our website for the CD called Drive the Stake. You'll find it at store.basicgospel.net. Both of those are wonderful resources to solidify your understanding of what we have and what we've been given in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to take advantage of those. Quick question, guys. What is the difference between soul and spirit? That's from Vincent in Staten Island.
Well, spirit is where we're born again.
Yes.
That's where death first occurred with Adam and Eve. They lost life, spiritual life. We come into this world dead spiritually, and when we turn to Christ by faith, we're born again of the Spirit. And then this new life is animated through our souls, through our human personality, our wills, our emotions, our chooser, all of those sort of things. So spirit is at the deepest level of who we are. When that's born again, when that's made fully alive in Christ, then we get to see this new life being animated through our souls.
Absolutely. Well, that's our time for today, everybody. Remember, for your gift of any amount, and we really need that outpouring of support between now and the midnight day after tomorrow at Basic Gospel, we encourage you to go online, click Donate on any page, or click the Meet the Author link, and you'll get a copy of our Bible reading plan. Again, that's at basicgospel.net, or speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.